This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
Heidi Harris in for Mark Reardon. You follow me on all the socials, Heidi Harris Show, Facebook, X, whatever, Instagram, all that good stuff. Frank Cusumano joins us. He's a sports director at KSDK. How are you, sir?
Good to be with you, Heidi. Thank you so much.
No excitement in your household this week, huh? How about this kid? I heard about him, Alex Cusumano. He's a pretty good golfer, I'm hearing. What's with that whole deal?
Well, they say that, like, great golf, like, skips a generation. So clearly that's probably what happened here. He had a really good day at the Griesinger Cup. It's been around for, like, 106 years. It was at Norwood Hills, and I've covered a lot of sporting events. But that was about the coolest thing I ever saw. It was crazy. I mean, he was on fire, and it was just beautiful to watch. My wife was with me, and we're very proud of him.
That is so awesome.
That's awesome.
Congrats.
It is awesome. You know, some days everything's just clicking on all the cylinders, right?
Yeah, it was just crazy. I don't know if you've ever seen that scene in Caddyshack where Chevy Chase is just knocking down all those putts and going, no.
Be the ball, Danny. No. Oh, yeah. One of those kind of days, huh?
He played 13 holes. I think he had 9 birdies before the match was stopped.
Whoa.
It was crazy. So, but look, he's a knucklehead. He's not special. He's just a pretty good golfer, so.
Well, congratulations to you and the whole family. Yeah. How exciting, though. I mean, I didn't realize that he had set a standard for the most years between titles at 14. That's pretty interesting because he stuck with it, and, you know, and that says something.
Yeah, you know, a job and 2 kids and a wife kind of gets in the way of practice. So, but he's stuck with it. And you know what he says? We bought him a driver for Christmas, and it's this new Callaway driver. And he goes, yeah, it goes further. It's more forgiving. And, you know, golf is the one sport where technology truly matters. So I don't think you should skimp on clubs if you're thinking about buying some.
I can tell you this much, based off of what we saw this weekend at the Open, I don't think that Scottie Scheffler's skimping out on the price of his clubs either. He continues to just impress the golf world, Frank. I mean, impressive stuff once again from him.
Yeah, he doesn't have, like, the dynamic quality of Tiger. He doesn't have Arnold Palmer's aura or Jack's stature, but I think that maybe like 10 years from now or 15 years from now, we're going to look back and we're going to call him one of the all-time greats. I mean, it's 4 majors and he's only 29. He could complete the career Grand Slam next year on his birthday at the U.S. Open. This is, you know, enjoy this because we're not going to see many like him. He is really special.
And I guess the next big one coming up will be the Ryder Cup. Is that right?
Yes, and he'll be a part of that along with Bryson DeChambeau, who had a magnificent final three rounds. So I hate the fact that the majors are already over and it's mid-July. They used to do the PGA Championship in August, but this year we'll be blessed by having the Ryder Cup, which is so passionate, where it's United States against Europe.
Yeah, so go ahead and explain that. You know, how exactly does that work? I know it's still a little bit of a ways away, but you know, as someone that's relatively new to getting into golf, how exactly does that work?
Well, they pick the golfers with the highest point totals, and you get a certain amount of points for winning regular PGA Tour events, and you get a certain amount of events for winning majors and finishing high in majors. So a guy like Bryson DeChambeau, who doesn't play in the regular tour, plays on the LIV Tour, he's done well in majors. So I think he's third or fourth in points right now. And then, there'll be a captain that'll have a couple of captain's picks too. So it's really a great event. It's awesome to watch.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of fun. Switching over here to some Cardinals baseball for a couple of minutes. A very, very forgettable weekend out in the desert, Frank.
Yeah, it was absolutely brutal. But I got to tell you, Ethan, in a way, it's a blessing in disguise, because what this weekend gave us was clarity. Don't be under the guise of, hey, they can get hot, they could still win this thing. No, they can't. This is a team that's just two games over 500, and they're 4-11 in their last 15. And they're, the last month has been brutal. If you look at the analytics, the pitching and the OPS. And I think that this tells you this weekend, hey, the trade deadline is 10 days away. Don't think you're contending. You have assets that you can move and you can make this franchise better in the future. There's going to be a lot of teams that would want some of these Cardinal arms like Helsley, Matz, and Maton. This is the way you got to look at it. And I think it was a blessing in disguise this weekend to be swept by Arizona.
And I think, even if you are to sell, one, I don't know if the Cardinals do it in a super extreme way. I think trading Ryan Helsley is probably the biggest thing that they would do, which would still be big, but it also allows for some of these young guys to get opportunities that you've been waiting for. You know, we know that McGreevy's been knocking at the door, but the bullpen depth down in AAA has been pretty solid this year as well. So at worst, you're continuing to figure out what your roster for upcoming seasons is going to look like.
That's a wonderful point. And make Gordon Graceffo say, okay, when we trade Helsley, you're going to get first crack. You're going to be our ninth inning guy. And he's got gas. He's got a lot of, bravado about him. He has the makeup to be a closer. Another thing I do is with Jordan Walker, if this thing is over, then just play him. You got 62 games left. Play him every day in right field and find out about him. There's no debate when you write out the lineup. Now, here's the dilemma. This is the one dilemma here. Is Ali Marmol is probably going to be playing with a gun that doesn't have as many bullets after the trade deadline.
Yeah.
I don't think he should be judged by this. I think he's a good manager and he's gotten the most out of his players. I don't want him to take the hit for the Cardinals trading many of their talented players, but you never know what could happen with the new, president of baseball operations about to take over in October.
It'll be interesting to see what happens. Heidi?
Yes, it will. Frank Cusumano, great talking to you, and congratulations once again to your entire family and Alex. What a great championship it was for him.
Heidi, thank you so much. Great to be with you guys.
Thanks for being here. I'm Heidi Harrison for Mark Reardon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long.
Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.